96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service is getting more than $47,000 in federal funding to help purchase a new ambulance. According to a press release, USDA Rural Development State Director Andrew Iverson says the grant will help the nonprofit replace a 1998 ambulance that had become costly to maintain. Iverson says the investment supports rural first responders who answer emergency calls across Wisconsin, calling it part of a broader commitment to strengthen emergency services in small communities. The new ambulance will include updated safety features such as improved restraints and LED lighting. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service serves more than 1,000 residents across about 285 square miles in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to take part in Work Play Earth Day events throughout April and early May. The annual events give Wisconsinites a chance to celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd through volunteer projects at state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. Earth Day was founded in 1970 by Wisconsin native and former governor Gaylord Nelson to raise awareness about air and water pollution. Today, it's observed globally as a month-long effort focused on conservation and stewardship. The DNR says volunteers can help with family-friendly projects like planting trees, removing invasive species, painting picnic tables, and cleaning up park areas. Officials say past events have brought in nearly 1,500 volunteers, logging more than 4,000 hours of service. One regional event will be held at Copper Falls State Park near Mellon on May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers will help staff prepare for the busy season by raking, planting, clearing trails, and cleaning park facilities. More Earth Day events can be found on the DNR's website. Most events are free and open to the public, with many not requiring registration. State Representative Chance Green, a Republican from Grandview, says he will seek re-election in Wisconsin's 74th Assembly District. In a statement, Green said after careful thought and consideration, he has decided to run for a third term. He said he believes he is the best candidate to represent northern Wisconsin and looks forward to continuing his work in the State Assembly and getting back out across the district to earn voter support. Green says during his two terms in office, he has supported nearly $6 billion in tax cuts, backed increased funding for local governments, and worked to bring jobs to northern Wisconsin while supporting efforts to revitalize the forestry industry. He has also supported measures to strengthen election integrity, advocated for hunters' rights and common sense reforms at the DNR, and authored legislation to strengthen Second Amendment rights. The 74th District includes Iron, Sawyer, and Washburn counties, along with portions of Ashland, Bayfield, Burnett, and Douglas counties. Meanwhile, Spooner Democrat Paul Johnson has also announced a campaign for the seat. In a statement, Johnson emphasized his background in law enforcement, local government, and small business. He says he has served on the Spooner Area School Board and Washburn County Board and has worked on issues including workforce housing shortages, school nutrition programs, and expanding local support services. Johnson says his campaign will focus on growing the economy, strengthening public education, and addressing social inequalities across the district. He says he looks forward to meeting voters, listening to concerns, and sharing ideas on the campaign trail. Republican Chance Green currently holds the seat, and Republican Scott Harbridge also announced earlier this year he will run again after challenging Green in 2024. The primary election is scheduled for August 11th, with the general election set for November 3rd. I'm Maddie Schaefer, and you're listening to Northwoods News. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service is getting more than $47,000 in federal funding to help purchase a new ambulance. According to a press release, USDA Rural Development State Director Andrew Iverson says the grant will help the nonprofit replace a 1998 ambulance that had become costly to maintain. Iverson says the investment supports rural first responders who answer emergency calls across Wisconsin, calling it part of a broader commitment to strengthen emergency services in small communities. The new ambulance will include updated safety features such as improved restraints and LED lighting. The Glidden Area Ambulance Service serves more than 1,000 residents across about 285 square miles in northern Wisconsin. Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting the public to take part in Work Play Earth Day events throughout April and early May. The annual events give Wisconsinites a chance to celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd through volunteer projects at state parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas. Earth Day was founded in 1970 by Wisconsin native and former governor Gaylord Nelson to raise awareness about air and water pollution. Today, it's observed globally as a month-long effort focused on conservation and stewardship. The DNR says volunteers can help with family-friendly projects like planting trees, removing invasive species, painting picnic tables, and cleaning up park areas. Officials say past events have brought in nearly 1,500 volunteers, logging more than 4,000 hours of service. One regional event will be held at Copper Falls State Park near Mellon on May 2nd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers will help staff prepare for the busy season by raking, planting, clearing trails, and cleaning park facilities. More Earth Day events can be found on the DNR's website. Most events are free and open to the public, with many not requiring registration. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. People across Wisconsin should be ready for possible severe storms late this afternoon and evening, with the best chance in the southwest part of the state. Forecasters say the weather could bring damaging winds, a tornado or two, and heavy rain. That rain could also create flooding concerns. Officials say there's still uncertainty about how intense the storms will be and where they will hit the hardest. Leaders in Wisconsin's Democratic Party are denouncing one of their own supporters over a social media post about assassinating President Donald Trump. The post came from Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who suggested someone should have better aim and promoted a free beer event tied to Trump's death. Bangstad is also the creator of a political action group focused on progressive issues and candidates. State Democratic leaders quickly called the comments unacceptable and said they should be taken down. Bangstad later defended his remarks and has continued to promote merchandise tied to the message. Two seats on Wisconsin's District 4 Court of Appeals will soon be open, and Governor Tony Evers is asking people to apply now. One judge, Chris Taylor, is leaving after being elected to the state Supreme Court, and another, Brian Blanchard, will step down this November. The district includes more than 20 counties across central and southwestern Wisconsin. Those chosen will serve through terms ending in mid-2027 and mid-2028. The deadline to apply is at the end of May. And Wisconsin saw more houses sell last month compared to the same time a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales increased 7% this March compared to March of 2025. They also say those houses sold for more money, with median prices up 6.5% to $330,000. The association says sales rebounded in March after a slow start in January and February. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut down the Pirates.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers have the night off after a 5-0 shutout yesterday over Pittsburgh. The Pirates were trying for their first 3-game sweep of the Brewers in Milwaukee in over 10 years. But the crew avoided that with great pitching from Kyle Harrison and a 5-run rally in the bottom of the fourth. Manager Pat Murphy.
Staying relentless and being able to realize the inning's not over when there's two outs. You know what I mean? There's still a big chunk of it. It says good things about our offense to come when we get those guys healthy.
NFL, the Packers drafting just 6 players over the weekend, 4 on defense, 1 offensive lineman, and they traded up to get a kicker, Trey Smack out of Florida, who could replace veteran Brandon McManus this summer.
Brandon's been excellent for us in his time with us, with the exception of that past game, which I think we all recognize. But I feel it's important that we address that and have a guy who can go win us games.
That's the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Our high in the upper 50s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight with a low of 37, and the rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain today through tonight. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.